Bound to happen, and now it's official. The 2020 Olympics has been delayed for about a year after an agreement was reached between Japan and the International Olympic Committee. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced the delay of the 2020 Olympics to no later than the summer of 2021 after holding talks by telephone on Tuesday with Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. The Games were originally scheduled to begin on July the 24th. Abe said Tuesday the postponement came after months of escalating pressure from some participating countries and athletes. Italy, meanwhile, which has suffered by far the deadliest consequences of the novel coronavirus outbreak, reported Tuesday a third consecutive day in which its daily deaths and new infections declined. The 601 deaths recorded Monday are still a staggering figure, but one that is a vast improvement from nearly 800 on Saturday. Italy has reported more than 6,000 deaths and has the second highest overall number of cases. South Korea, which once held the position of being one of the hardest hit nations, showed its own continued progress, reporting on Tuesday a daily rise in new cases of 76. Now, that was its 13th consecutive day below 100. Meanwhile, China continued improvements with just 4 weeks in its latest figures on Tuesday. Center of the outbreak will be able to leave the province after 2 months of lockdown. The provincial capital of Wuhan will see the same relief in early April. But worries persist about a comeback for the virus in China, the place it was first detected late December, due to cases among people who arrived from elsewhere in the world. China reported 74 such imported cases Tuesday. This is VOA News. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem. That, according to President Trump yesterday, signaling his desire to soon end the social distancing in place intended to stem the upward trajectory of the coronavirus outbreak. Our country wasn't meant to be shut down, the president added at the daily media briefing by the White House Corona Task Force. And they said a team is still working on what the next steps will be in order to end the virtual shutdown of the world's largest economy. Last Monday, President Trump helped introduce a 15-day plan from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to try to stem the rise of the coronavirus cases by encouraging most people to stay home. The campaign is scheduled to end on March 31st, but many expect it will be extended. This hour, U.S. lawmakers are continuing to debate how to enact a massive rescue package to prop up an American economy increasingly paralyzed by efforts to contain the novel coronavirus. Despite positive test results for lawmakers in both chambers that have forced self-quarantining measures, Democratic and Republican leaders say lawmakers must stay in Washington to finish work on an economic stimulus package. The latest bone of contention between the two parties seems to focus on the extent of a corporate bailout. The Democrats say they need more guarantees that jobs will be saved and money will go to the workers. Republicans are nothing to do with the coronavirus outbreak. The trial in absentia of three Russians and a Ukrainian charged with multiple counts of murder over the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014 resumed briefly at The Hague on Tuesday amid those coronavirus restrictions. The Dutch judges in the trial read out several preliminary decisions before ruling to adjourn the case until June the 8th in order to give the defense lawyers of one of the accused more time to prepare their case. The courtroom was almost empty during the 45-minute session, which was live-streamed on the Internet due to restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Flight MH17 was shot down on July the 17th, 2014, by a Russian-made missile fired from territory in eastern Ukraine controlled by pro-Russian separatists. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States is cutting aid to Afghanistan by $1 billion over the failure of the country's rival leaders to resolve their political dispute. The Secretary of State said in a statement on Monday after meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and rival Abdullah Abdullah during a previously unannounced visit to Kabul that the U.S. deeply regrets the U.S. have not been able to come to an agreement. Via remote, Joe Palca on VOA News.
This This is Border Crossing.